today, 15 months after President Obama was sworn into office, I am very pleased to say that it appears that this early planning and preparation laid the groundwork for a smooth transition. Although some problems were revealed, I believe this was one of the most successful transfers of power to date.
Hawaii Senator Daniel Akaka, chairing the Senate Subcommittee on the Oversight of Government Management, he convened yesterday's hearing to prepare his panel for consideration of a bill that will hopefully help the transition to the next presidential administration go as smoothly as the handoff from the Bush to the Obama administrations.
Beginning well before the election, the Bush administration ordered agencies to identify career individuals to take on leadership roles while political appointees left the administration. This would ensure management continuity in critical areas until new people were appointed and brought up to speed. In addition, the Obama campaign took advantage of provisions in the Intelligence Reform and Terrorism Prevention Act, which allowed security clearances for individuals who were to work in the transition or later in the administration.
But some lawmakers feel they can make the presidential transition work even better. One is Delaware Senator Ted Kaufman, who has introduced Senate Bill 3196, the Pre-Election Presidential Transition Act, co-sponsored by Chairman Akaka and Ohio Republican George Voinovich, ranking member of the subcommittee.
It will help make transitions smoother on both sides. For incoming administrations, early planning is vital. That is why my bill extends certain government-provided services and resources to major party nominees and eligible third-party candidates to begin transition planning before Election Day. For the outgoing administration, the bill lays out a successful model based on that used by the Bush administration for transferring power responsibly. Most importantly, we need to remove the stigma that making early plans for a transition is somehow presumptuous. 12 weeks is just too short of time frame for a thorough transition.
Thursday's hearing addressed a number of issues surrounding the transition, among them the cost, budget issues, and the transfer of power during times of economic upheaval and security risks. Also, identifying the most important members of the president-elect's team cleared and confirmed by Inauguration Day. But the issue that took up a good deal of the nearly two-hour hearing dealt with a problem that persists to this day, Senate confirmation of other top-level appointees. Max Steyer is president of the Partnership for Public Service.
It would make all of this process easier, if there were fewer political appointees. And as Clay mentioned, and as John knows, there are political appointees of different stripes. These management positions, assistant secretaries for public affairs or congressional affairs, do they really need to be, PASs? And if you actually reduce the number, that clears away a lot of the activity that needs to take place and will ensure that the new political team coming in actually has some critical positions filled early on when they really need them.
Senator Kaufman comes to this discussion with a unique perspective. Before he was appointed to fill out the remainder of now Vice President Biden's Senate term, he was an advisor on the Obama transition team. In this discussion with former Office of Management and Budget Deputy Director Clay Johnson, Kaufman notes that White House officials cling to the notion of needing more, not less, political appointees who get the blessing of the Senate.
I've talked about this with administrations, people in administrations, and they say, well, you know, if you're not confirmable, you don't have as much swack because you're not a confirmable position. For instance, why should legislative affairs people be a confirmable position? They say, well, you've got to be confirmable because that's the only way you have the... I mean, I hear that time. It doesn't make any sense to me.
That's not true. We have some very important positions. The head of all IT policy for the federal government is not a Senate-confirmed position. And so some of the legislative affairs people are in Senate-confirmed positions. Some of them are not.
This is ripe, Mr. Chairman, for legislation. This is just ripe for the Senate to get together with the administration.
For some perspective, we spoke to Ranking Member Voinovich, a longtime veteran of presidential transitions, and the United States Senate.
Well, there's no question that if you sat down and really went through all of the people that are being required to be confirmed by the Senate, that logic and common sense would say that many of them ought not to be confirmed by the Senate because they don't rise to the position of something that would require Senate confirmation. The problem here is several years ago we tried to do this, and many of the senators are very jealous of having all these folks come before them and go through the confirmation process, et cetera. And what they don't realize, and many of these are authorization committees that have other work to do, so they spend all this time on confirming people that, quite frankly, in my opinion, based on my years as a mayor and governor and watching the Senate, that are not really needed to be confirmed. And so we ought to zero down to the ones that should be, and then once we do, let's move them along as expeditiously as possible.
Right-sizing the number of Senate-confirmed political appointees is expected to be one of the topics discussed when the transition bill is marked up in this committee next week. On Capitol Hill, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.